With GPB Savannah News, I'm Emily Jones. A dispute over windows could lead to changes in Savannah's historic district building rules. The city council today will consider amending the historic district zoning ordinance to allow new aluminum windows in a building at Drayton and Bay Streets. The change would apply to buildings of five stories or more. The lawyer for the property owner argues the new windows are visually compatible. Federal standards allow a substitute when historic materials, in this case wooden windows, are not feasible. But the Metropolitan Planning Commission is recommending against the zoning change. Staff say aluminum windows would harm the building's character. Preservation advocates also worry the change would set a bad precedent. The Chatham County District Attorney's Office is looking for a new director for the End Gun Violence Program. WTOC reports Reverend George Lee III recently resigned as director. No reason has been released for his resignation. The DA's office placed Lee on administrative leave last month following a DUI charge. Savannah Alderman Julian Miller downplayed Lee's departure. He says the End Gun Violence Initiative is working and, quote, no one person is the key to this program anymore. And Hilton Head is seeing a record number of visitors, and restaurants on the island are struggling to keep up. Nearly 70,000 cars crossed the bridge to and from Hilton Head in just one day last week. But restaurant owners and managers tell WSAV that they're losing employees because workers don't want to make the drive. They say it's hard for workers to find places to live on the island. There are more than 1,000 Hilton Head restaurant jobs listed on Indeed.com, most with salaries below $20,000 a year. For GPB Savannah, I'm Emily Jones.